Hey, happy day. I spent Christmas in Las Vegas. Have a look at my Christmas tree. Kind of cool, hey. And then I went over to the mall and looked around. There was a lot of people in there, not a lot of shopping bags, a lot of shoppers. And there's a new store, and I went in and spoke to the manager, and he said, hey, we're going to be a chain. I hope it doesn't work because it's all about COVID. It's called COVID Essentials in Las Vegas. Oh boy, it kind of makes you think that maybe this thing will never go away. Then after I left the mall, I drove around and looked, and there was the brand new stadium. And what a neat place. It seats 65,000 people. It's on 62 acres of land, and it's right on the, I think it's the I-15, just before you get onto the 215. It's a beautiful place, but guess what? There's nobody there. They are playing games, but no spectators are allowed. Very nice, very empty. Cost $2 billion to build. They got their occupancy permit at the end of July in 2020, right in the middle of this darn COVID mess. And then still being in Vegas, everybody loves Vegas. Even if you live there, it's kind of like you can go to Europe every night if you want to. You can go to Spain. You can go wherever. Just pick a casino. In any event, I went to some of the casinos, and you know what? There was nobody there. They're empty. They're open, but they're empty. They're relying on people from California and, you know, surrounding states, Arizona and so on, and there's nobody there. I was in one casino. It was the Palazzo. And Palazzo in the Venetian is where they have the SHOT Show every year. 100,000 of my closest friends come. Big, big gun place, right? And they now, for the first time ever, must be that new Democrat governor. They have, I don't know, but they have little signs. I'm jumping, but they have signs, check your firearms here. Ugh. Not allowed to take a gun in anymore. Boo, boo. With all the bad guys having guns around Vegas, I'm surprised at that. But in any event, the big surprise was the casinos themselves. They're empty. There's just nobody there. There's more staff than there are other people. Jumping now from there just to kind of the real world that covers everywhere, let me talk about doctors. There are medical doctors, there are eye doctors, there are ear doctors, there are mechanics who basically are car doctors, and then there's a political doctor, and that's me. I'm here. I'm your political doctor. I can help you. Here it comes. Politically, right is right and left is wrong. You know what? What's a prescription? How do we get better? Well, the prescription for right is just simple. Never, ever give up. The prescription for left, that's easy too. Move to Venezuela. I think everybody's going to live happily ever after. I'm unable to pinpoint exactly when it happened, but it has happened. Politicians are disconnected from reality. What a shock that is. Hey, likely it's the water. I don't know what it is. It's something. They're just totally disconnected. Terrorists and criminals have more rights now than law enforcement, it seems, and they spend money like crazy people. There's a long list of craziness that the Democrats, the liberals in Canada and other countries, you know what, they all take media courses. Those courses teach you how to not address the situation, how to not answer a question. You know what? They learn to be that person, one who doesn't look out anymore for the people. People go to Washington to be a politician, to change Washington, but Washington, D.C. changes them. Ottawa, the same story. Look out for our country and look out, God Almighty, help us, because it's a mess. 2020 was a mess. The chaos, the everything, even if you're good at your job, people got in your way all the time because they don't want you to succeed. They're the swamp. The swamp is pretty full. It ain't just alligators. There's a whole bunch of people there. Individualism is needed. People that do have it, they whisper it. They're scared to talk about it. Me, it's hardwired into my DNA. It's there. I want my rights. I want to be left alone. Don't bother me. Defund the police. Go away. I can look after myself anyway. They just come to measure the body. I'm off on a different topic. We do need them to a degree. Of course we do. You know, my DNA is freedom, the right to choose. I want to make my own decisions. I don't want and won't accept other people always telling me what to do. We need a couple of rules. I get it. But there's a difference between a couple of rules. You know, it's like playing a sport. You're not supposed to hurt people in the other team, so you need a referee. But when the rules start to interfere with the way you live, it's a big issue. There are people who think that you and me, we're too stupid to look after ourselves, so they're always creating new rules. And they think they're looking after us, and they're really not. They're hurting us. Okay, we're really not that stupid. Those people are liberals. In Canada, they are the Liberal administration, the sitting government. They will do whatever it takes to get done what they want done. They lie, they manipulate, they break us down into tribes and groups. I have to write this down. It's so profound. We all know it, we all say it, but a lot of us whisper it. We can't anymore. There's no one in the present governments to lead us out of the wilderness anywhere that I can think of, so we need to act. You know what? They ruin our freedom. They need to change the way we see ourselves. That's important. You got to break us down, right? It's like you have to beat somebody up every day with a 2x6, and then on Saturday hit him with a 2x4, and guess what? He says, thank you. So that's what's going on. You know, this subversion that they're doing, they need to make the young to be different, to be liberal, to remove choices. That's the biggest thing about liberalism and communism, is they take your choice away. And when you no longer can choose, whether it be health insurance or car insurance or so many other things, I mean, there's a very long list with this kind of stuff. I mean, but when that's removed, your nerves are gone and you got to get them back. People like me and maybe you, we won't get off this road. Are they going to run us over? Maybe. But you know what? We got to keep fighting, because liberalism, it's there. And now we're just entering a new year, and we have to stand up and yell louder than ever. We have to stop this whispering business. That's one thing President Trump did accomplish. He brought bad out in people. He also brought good out in people. People were no longer whispering, happy holidays. Ah, it's Merry Christmas if you want to say it, yell it, you know, that kind of stuff. Crazy and liberal people see socialism as an opportunity. These commies will lead us out of the wilderness again. So they say. And not very likely. They will take us to the land of promise. Not very likely. They will take humans to the next stage of evolution to move mankind towards. I promise you, you know what? This ain't going to happen. While it's failed always in the past, socialism, communism, and by the way, you know, socialism is I don't know, liberalism in a hurry, and communism is just the final stop, right? And socialism has failed in the past because, you know, today's new and approved crazies, they do see it as working this time, and they say it's because of technology. Well, that works both ways, because the right common sense people, they can win too because of technology. I think the left uses the technology a little bit better than the right, but we need to get onto it, right? We have an opportunity to stop crazy. Just saying, that's my rant for the day. You all come back tomorrow. I want more for you from the right, and if you have a solution, send us an email. There's solutions to this, because these people are steamrolling ahead. They're taking all of our money. They're beating us down. They're beating up the family unit. They're doing all those things. Ah! There's my expression for the day. What's yours? Y'all come back. See ya.